You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
When I look at 2017, I know God has done some truly amazing things. How many can say God did some good things for me in 2017? Amen. And I look back at the other years and I say, man, God has done some amazing things in other years, you know, in my life and those around me. There's been some great years, right? Some great years. But I want to tell you today what's been in my spirit, what I believe that God wants me to tell you today is this is your best year yet. This is your best year yet. Look at somebody square in the face and tell them this is your best year yet. So I want to speak to you on a sermon entitled "This Is Your Best Year Yet," and that's going to be our theme, the best year yet. And I want to set this up by taking a look at the story of Joseph, and not his whole story, but a particular snippet of his life that I think it's really important for us and will point us in the direction of our best year yet. And because I know that many of us have gone through a lot of things, and Joseph went through a lot of things, and I think there's some that God wants to show us through his story. So if you have your Bibles with you, you can go with me to Genesis 40, Genesis chapter 40, and we'll also look in chapter 41 as well. This important part in Joseph's life. Joseph is in jail. So much has transpired. So much has happened in his life. His brothers have sold him out, betrayed him. He was sold into slavery. He was wrongly accused of a crime. And now, though, he's interpreted two dreams of these two young men in the jail with him, these two officials of Pharaoh. And so he thinks he's possibly going to get a good break. Anybody ever been in that place where it's just like, man, you had all hell breaking loose in your life and you just said, you know what, if I can just get to break even, if I can just get out of jail, so to speak, you know, because I think sometimes the enemy, he just wants to abuse you and beat you down and beat you down and beat you down to this place where you're not looking at things from a place of faith and a perspective of what incredible things could God do. Or just saying, maybe I could just get out of jail. Maybe I could just get to break even. And Joseph is there. He says, you know, maybe I can just catch a break. And interpret these two guys' dreams. And one of them is going to make it out of jail. And maybe he can put a good word in for me with Pharaoh. He's at this place. He's wasted 11 years of his life. So it would seem. 11 years of his life, and then he interprets these two dreams, and he says, you know what, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get out of here. There's going to be, I got a friend on the outside that's going to put a good word in for me. And he gets out, and one day goes by, he doesn't hear from his friend. 2 days go by, he's still in jail, he's still waiting for a word from his friend. The one that was in tight with Pharaoh, he was going to get him out of jail. 3 days go by. He's still in jail. A week goes by, a month. A month ends up being a year. 2 years come and go. He's still in jail. 13 years. 13 years he's a prisoner or a slave. Anybody ever felt like you were in the waiting room? You knew there was something good on the way. You believed, you thought, you heard a rumor of a prophecy that maybe something was on the way for you, but it just felt like you were just in the waiting room. Is anybody like me, you just hate waiting rooms? You go to see the doctor, they stick you in the waiting room. Then they take you out of the waiting room, you think you're going to something good, you go to a secondary waiting room. Congratulations, we're taking you out of this waiting room. We've got a special waiting room for you. So Joseph is here for 13 years in the waiting room. I know we've all had maybe that thing that was supposed to happen with that guy that was supposed to help us with that thing that was supposed to turn out to be a big thing, a big blessing, in the waiting room. in the waiting room. And so we end up waiting and waiting like Joseph. But it's tricky because this whole concept of opportunity, it's an elusive thing, right? Some people get it. We talk about these people that are fortunate. They have that one big break, right? That opportunity that just, it's the chance of a lifetime. And they step into it and they're set for life, right? Some people, it seemed like they get two or three of those opportunities. Well, those things are hard to find. You know, like, where is that thing? Is it under the monitor? Can you check back there underneath the chair? Where is that opportunity? Right. Opportunities are difficult. But Joseph was about to have one of these chance of a lifetime opportunities. After being a prisoner and a slave for 11 years, and then two more years in jail waiting on his friend on the outside, 13 years waiting, 13 years overlooked, 13 years of hardship, 13 years of enemies getting the upper hand. After 13 years, Joseph would get an opportunity. His friend on the outside has the perfect opportunity to speak to Pharaoh. And everything would change. There would be a supernatural opportunity. Can you just look at somebody and say, supernatural opportunity? This is exciting. God wants to give you a supernatural opportunity in 2018. As I was praying, and I was thinking, God, what in the world do you want to do in 2018? And I just heard supernatural opportunity. I don't know if you can hear that today. Maybe that's for you. Supernatural opportunity. That's what God is doing in 2018. But you have to understand the season that you're in. Something so important about this story is the concept of seasons and the understanding of seasons and how critical that is. If you don't know what season you're in, you might give up before you're blessed. If you don't know what season that you're in, you might starve before the harvest. You have to know your season. You have to know your season. And so God gives Pharaoh a dream. And this dream is really a supernatural opportunity also for Pharaoh. You think about it, his whole kingdom is at stake. His reign is at stake. He has an opportunity that's given to him in the seed of a dream. And so Pharaoh, though, he needs Joseph to unlock that opportunity. And watch this, Joseph needs Pharaoh to unlock his opportunity as well. You see, God will sometimes send you somebody that will unlock a supernatural opportunity. You see, Pharaoh needed Joseph, but Joseph also needed Pharaoh. Pharaoh couldn't do it alone. Joseph couldn't do it alone. God is going to bring the right people into your life in 2018. Maybe you've gotten accustomed to having some of the wrong people in your life in 2017, maybe some of the other years, but God wants to send you the right people that will unlock supernatural opportunity in your life. Maybe like Joseph, you've been betrayed. You don't need to get bitter. You need to get ready. Maybe like Joseph, some of your relationships didn't pan out the way that you thought. Maybe like Joseph, some of your bosses ended up doing the wrong thing by you. You don't need to get bitter. You need to get ready for what God is doing in 2018. God is sending the right people into your life. But you have to be ready. Joseph could have been bitter. Joseph could have been hurt and wounded and stayed in that place of misery, or he could be ready. I believe that Joseph was the type of man that was ready. Right. He was sitting there. He was frustrated. Maybe he was fed up. Maybe he was disappointed. Maybe there was a lot of things going on, but he was ready. Be anything else that you want to be, but be ready this year. Right. Because God has something for you. And so we have to understand seasons. Something in this dream, it's, you know, they talked about seven heads of grain that were healthy and seven heads of grain that were scorched. We talk about seven healthy cows. It talked about seven gaunt, starving cows, right? So there were all these seven. There were seven good years, seven bad years, seven abundant years, 7 years of famine. And seven represents this concept of a complete season. Complete season. We have to know what season we're in. What made Joseph so valuable to Pharaoh is he understood seasons. He understood how to get in the spirit and understand what season he was in. That's why when he was in Pharaoh's court, Pharaoh said to all of his officials, he said, "Who is like this guy? Who is like this guy in the whole kingdom?" And everybody was like, "Yeah, we don't know anybody like this guy. He knows the seasons. He knows what to do in different seasons." And so the thing about Joseph's story that, oh my goodness, that's so amazing is the real crux, the real powerful part of the blessing didn't even start to happen until the famine. Listen to me now. The most powerful part of the blessing didn't happen until the famine started. There was actually two blessings that happened. Just like Joseph had two sons, there were two blessings that happened for Egypt, for Pharaoh, for Joseph. Two blessings. That the first blessing was the blessing of abundance. The first 7 years was the blessing of abundance, but the second 7 years was the blessing of dominion. Because for 7 years they had abundance and they stockpiled up the grain. And in the second year, the second 7 years, they became the world leader. They become the dominant place. They became the life source of the civilized world in that region because everybody was in famine, but they had the answer. They were the ones that knew the season. The first blessing was the blessing of abundance. Listen, God wants to put two blessings on you. If you can hear it in 2018, God wants to give you abundance, but that's not even the greatest thing. God wants to give you dominion. Not just abundance, but to know what to do with it. To be put as the head and no longer the tail. Above and not beneath. The lender and not the borrower, because you have both blessings, not just abundance, but the knowledge of the season to know what to do with it to walk into the second blessing. If you can read the seasons, adversity is your greatest opportunity. Look at it throughout the years. Men of the spirit, men and women of business have taken great adversity and turned it into great opportunity. If you know how to read the seasons by the Spirit, you will take great adversity and turn it into your greatest opportunity. When famine was devastating all the other nations, Egypt was becoming the world leader. While famine was devastating the other nations, Egypt was becoming wealthy. God wants to turn your adversity, what you've gone through in 2017, he wants to turn it into your greatest opportunity. If you'll let him, because sometimes problems are your divine moment. Sometimes your greatest problems are a divine moment. Think about Joseph. Think about Pharaoh. Think about Egypt. Think about famine. All the businesses, not just in their nation, in all the nations in that region were going out of business. Families were starving. People were hungry. And Egypt and Pharaoh and Joseph had an answer. They were not only living in abundance, they were the ones with the answer. There will be times of plenty. Listen, there will be times of lack. Know your season and you'll always have more than enough. You see, the dream warned that if they didn't watch out, the 7 years of abundance would be eaten up by the 7 years of famine. If you don't know your season, all of your blessing will get eaten up by the adversity. So how the adversity affects you depends upon how you know the season or not. Do you know the season? You'll be the leader. If you don't know the season, guess what? You'll be hungry. You'll be looking to somebody else for the answer. You'll be going to somebody else coming, hey, can you help me? Can you give me some grain? Can you give me a hand up? God wants his people to know the seasons. I believe that God wants us to be prepared. Jesus tells this amazing parable about 10 virgins. 5 were ready. 5 were not ready. 5 were ready and they walked into the kingdom event. And 5 were not ready and they missed it entirely. Joseph was a man that was prepared. We have to be prepared for doors God is about to open in 2018. We've got to be prepared. Joseph was a man of preparation. Imagine if Joseph just strolled up there into Pharaoh's court and he didn't have a plan. Or he strolled up into Pharaoh's court and he wasn't even prayed up. Just walked into opportunities without knowing what's going on. No, Joseph was the very opposite. He was prepared spiritually and he had a plan too. Because he interpreted on the spot, he interprets Pharaoh's dream and he gives him a plan of action. Because he was prepared. Because he was prepared. Listen, don't just complain about where you've been. Be ready for your future. That's the problem a lot of times. We're too busy stuck complaining about what happened to us in 2017, what happened to us in 2016, what happened in 2006 and 2007 when the market turned down. We all got a story about the misery, about the pain that we've gone through, and we're too busy complaining that we can't focus on where God wants to take us in 2018. Where does God want to take you right now? It's not about so much where you've been. It's about what God wants to do with where you've been to take you to where you need to go. It was not about Joseph sitting around there talking about 13 years wasted, 13 years of betrayals, 13 years of people selling me out, selling me short. He said, I'm ready for my future. He was a man that was prepared. I hope that you're ready for what God has in 2018. That you're not living in the past. That you're not living in your past pains. Living in misery. Because I want to tell you what God has. My goodness, I'm about to tell you in a second. What God has for you in 2018 is so profound. But if you're not ready, you'll miss your supernatural opportunity. So Pharaoh gives Joseph a new name. Look at somebody and say, you need a new name for a new year. You need a new name for a new year. So Joseph, of course, Joseph was still Joseph. But to the world now, Pharaoh said, you're going to be known as Zaphnath-Paneah. Zaphnath-Paneah. And this is the name that Pharaoh gave him that the world would know him by. And what it means is revealer of secrets. Revealer of secrets. Let me show you how great this is. This is so powerful. You see, Joseph was revealing God to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh rewarded him for revealing God. You don't have to become like the world. All you have to do is reveal God to the world. And they will celebrate you. And they will promote you. And they will honor you. So Joseph interprets the dream. Gives Pharaoh an action plan, a business plan. And the whole court, Pharaoh and the whole court are so amazed by this guy. They say, I'm going to call you something different. I can't just call you Joseph. I've got to call you revealer of secrets. And another translation of what this means is preserver of life. Revealer of secrets, preserver of life. And God wants to use us in this same way. God wants to reveal his secrets through you. God wants to preserve life through you. If it wasn't for Joseph, a lot of people would have starved. A lot of people would have died. And I'm not talking about just in Egypt. I'm talking about in many other nations. Even Joseph's own family said, Joseph's father said, go buy some grain from Egypt or else we're going to starve. Joseph was a revealer of God's secrets and he was a preserver of life. Here's the thing. Joseph didn't just get blessed to be a blessing to Joseph. Joseph had a greater purpose. We have to realize we have a greater purpose. It's not just to get blessed. That's great. Get blessed. God wants to bless you. You're his children. That's a given. But that's not it. That's where it starts. That's not where it ends. God didn't just bless Joseph so Joseph could be rich. God blessed Joseph so that he could reveal God to a people that did not know God and to preserve life. This is what God wants to do through us. Be a man, be a woman that God can use in the world. Joseph was a man that God could use in the world. If we follow the path God has, we will be in the position to save and to help people in the midst of their struggle. So then God gives Joseph two sons. Listen, this is very important. This is what God wants to do. I know you may have been through a lot. God gives Joseph Manasseh. God gives Joseph Ephraim. Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh, God has caused me to forget my trouble. If you can hear this, God wants to bless you so good. In 2018, it makes you forget your trouble, forget your pain, forget the anguish, forget those tears, those bitter tears that you've cried. God wants to give you a Manasseh experience. God wants to give you a Manasseh season that it's God blesses you so good, it makes you forget the trouble you've been through. But God didn't just stop at that. God gave him Ephraim. And Ephraim means he has made me fruitful in the land of my pain, in the land of my struggle. Every place that you've been defeated, every place that you have fallen short, every place that's held you captive, God wants to elevate you in that very place. That's the thing, oftentimes we want God to take us out of the struggle. But God oftentimes is saying, let me elevate you and cause you to be fruitful in the same place you struggled. In front of the same place, God will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, in the presence of where I've struggled before. God will cause me to be fruitful. God will cause me to be promoted in the same place I was in jail. God will cause me to be the head at the same place I was the tail. When I couldn't get any lower, God promoted me to the highest place, to the highest office. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, nobody will even lift a finger unless you say it in Egypt. God wants to give you such dominion in 2018. God wants to make you forget your pain, forget your struggle, and God wants to elevate you in the same stuff that's held you back. God wants to, in the midst of all that, he wants to elevate you. God wants to cause you to be fruitful. And lastly, Joseph's name is God will add. God will add. What is it that you need God to add to you this year? Does he need to add something to your family? Does he need to add something to your health? Does he need to add something to your career? What is it that needs to be added for this to be your best year yet? Listen, what does God need to add for this to be your best year yet? Because God is ready to add. Joseph means God will add. Maybe you've been through circumstances in your life where it seems like you just keep getting stuff taken away from you. Opportunities, health, relationships. But I want to tell you, God wants to, in this season, add. God will add. Will you just say it with me? God will add.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.